This is the VOA Special English Health Report. 36 volunteers in South Africa will test the safety of an African-developed vaccine against HIV. The tests are the first step in human clinical trials of two vaccine candidates developed at the University of Cape Town. These experimental AIDS vaccines are the first from Africa to reach testing in people. The National Institutes of Health in the United States provided assistance. Testing with 12 people began earlier this year in Boston, Massachusetts. South Africa has more than 5 million people infected with HIV, the largest number of any country. South Africa launched the tests last week as the International AIDS Society held a conference in Cape Town. Other human trials of possible vaccines are taking place around the world. Scientists hope to get some results later this year. But during last week's conference, experts reported the first decrease in international financing for AIDS vaccine research. They say funding dropped from about $930 million in 2007 to $870 million last year. Also at the conference, scientists presented the latest findings about new mothers infected with HIV. Two studies showed ways in which anti-HIV drugs could permit infected women to breastfeed their newborns with less risk of passing the virus to them. The research was done in Cameroon, Ivory Coast, South Africa, and Zambia. In one study, infected mothers began to take 3 anti-HIV drugs while breastfeeding for up to 6 months. In a second study, the babies were given medicine instead of their mothers. The babies received one drug every day during 6 months of breastfeeding. The researchers said both methods greatly reduced the risk of HIV infection. Laura Gay is Vice President of Research at the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation, which supported the research. Dr. Gay says the problem in sub-Saharan Africa is the limited availability of antiretroviral drugs.
We know that only about 33% of women have access to a program that actually has services in place to prevent mother-to-child transmission. So the first challenge is, how do we reach all the women who do not have access to a prevention program?
In other new research, a study has found that circumcision does not decrease the risk that HIV-positive men will infect women. The findings from Uganda are in the medical journal The Lancet. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Steve Ember.